31. Explain in depth what happens. Someone who doesn't break his tyrus, goes after his tyrus and his desires. That was one part of this ikka. Now we're going to carry on here. Lamed Gimel. V'oid timsa v'shvirat ha'tayva t'ayeles rabo v'atsuma. You also find that breaking one's desires has a great benefit. T'ayeles rabo v'atsuma. Large and great benefit. Key. Besides everything we said till now, there's something else. Key in Galat, b'tzedek livoi v'toyu chesed teshuva. He can uncover or show the righteousness of his heart and his goodwill and his desire to do tshuva. And by doing this, you're showing that you really, deep down, you really want to do tshuva. You're really a righteous person. Yeah, that's all the whole avod of Edel, to show what we really want to, you know, to show. It says we say, yeah, we really want to do the avodah. It's just the doesn't let us, disturbs us. You know, there's a whole Indian in Edel that says that the Ramah says, you know, not you should be machmir on things you're not normally machmir. Someone who normally eats paspaltic on the should not eat. So what's the point of who are you trying to kid? So one of the, you know, everyone knows straight after you kid, we're going to carry on eating this stuff again. What's the, so one of the lipshotim is this idea. Yeah, we know we're not actually, might not be on the darga we want to. We're trying to show what we would really like to be. Right. Like Kaponim, that's what he's saying. Someone who breaks the tavis, that shows the true, right, what he really believes inside, his tzedek liboy, and he really has a strong desire to do tshuva. Ki hu moye sateva shegorom leyachet. He despises the teva, his nature, I think. Not sure if it means nature, as in teva, as in the gashmias, or it means his teva, his nature. He despises his nature, which caused him to sin. So, by working yourself to break your tyrus, it shows you despising your natural inclinations to go after your tyrus. Okay, so that's a very good thing. Why is that a good thing? With that, you will be Yisratze Hashem. So we had this before, just in the very last dikha, about about being hachno. I mentioned it as well. There's this idea that besides for tshuva, on top of tshuva, another degree of tshuva is the fact of being Yisratze Hashem. Hashem will be pleased with you and happy with you. We read then later on explains you can do proper tshuva. Everything's gone, totally forgiven, but still, Hashem doesn't like you. Right, that relationship you had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the same anymore. Right, you can have an argument, a disagreement with someone, you can have a fight, then you can reconcile, but even after you reconcile, it's not the same anymore. There's still a certain distance. It's the same thing with tshuva. You can do tshuva and you can come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything's okay, but still Hashem is not Nisratza. Hashem doesn't, you're not Nimsachain. So there's this extra degree of Yim Sochein. Hashem likes you, Hashem desires you. That's extra degree that you can get by doing these things. By, like we said last time, by Chno, and now by breaking your tyrus. So, the truth is, I saw one of the Purushim, they read this as really two separate things. He's saying, first of all, you can find the Te'eres in by breaking your tyrus. That's, as we said, you can be Megale, you can uncover and show the righteousness of your heart, I show that you really want to do tshuva. That's one thing. And a second thing, also, has a teres, it'll be Yisratzeh Hashem. That's a chiddush, I think. I don't know. Might be a maila in that pshat, maybe we'll see. But the pashtus of reading it, it looks like he's saying one thing. Yeah, that's how he started off. Timsu Shriya Sava, Te'eres Rabba Vatsuma. He's saying, is a teres. This teres is that you'll show that you really want to do tshuva. So you have to tshuva, and that will cause the fact that itself will cause the fact that Shem will be mistrusted. Right, saying one thing, Shem will like you, be mistrusted with you, because you've shown that how sincere you are in your tshuva and how you really want to distance yourself from anything which causes you to have. Okay, that's very the possible side. Okay, so first of all, he said the same thing with the previous Ikka, of which was a very similar Ikka, of working on your geyser and your another, the same type of thing, working on the midas which causes you to do chen. And there as well, he said that causes you nisrats al Hashem. There's a bit of a difference between the two. Over there, he said, the fact is, if you work on your anava, you come an anav, you stop being a bal geyser, you work on your hachna, so yisrats al Hashem, right? Because Hashem likes an anav and he despises a bal geyser, right? You have nothing to do with tshuva. Any person who works in his achna and in another, is not shal Hashem. Here, he doesn't say the same thing here. Somebody who breaks his tivus, Hashem likes somebody who works and breaks his tivus. He doesn't say that. He says, if you break your tivus, that will show that you're sincere in your tshuva. And because you're showing you're sincere in tshuva, that Hashem likes.
I think it's the same thing. It's just added a couple. First of all, it is good for you. You never should challenge that something repeated twice. Good teacher will repeat the same.
We're not repeating it here. It's not repeating it. It's true that in both cases he's saying that it's not what it is. We're saying besides the fact that it's not
true. What are you making trouble about here? What's
it? Right, that was the first thing. I mean, the part of the tshuva is that you should stay away from all tshuva, because that causes you to do it. Now he's saying the second
thing. He mentioned tshuva here.
Right, he's saying the fact that
you
showed
what sin he meant.
Whatever sin that you did. Right?
No, it is whole mistake. He makes tshuva because he has tivus.
Right, okay, that's
what is it?
Yeah, but also, yeah.
Nothing.
Right, we say, and so what?
Just last time it didn't mention.
What he's saying is, the fact that you've shown your desire, your sincerity in your tshuva, that's why Hashem will.
It is essentially the same thing.
Right. No, I'm saying it's not the same thing. Over there, he's saying a person who breaks his. Who works in Zachna, that is a person who's an honor of Hashem. Hashem likes the honor and he despises the Balkan.
Why is he breaking it?
He's breaking it in order to the truth, right? In order he shouldn't carry on.
It's my point.
Yeah. But it's not the same thing. Right. It's true. Besides, we're saying here now, besides the fact that this is part of tshuva, it's also, if you do this, Hashem will like you. So why does Hashem like you? Hashem likes you because you're doing tshuva.
It's the same thing pure time.
He said over there that another might of the achna is. Besides of being part of tshuva, besides that also Hashem will like you. Hashem will mistrust you.
Yeah, because
you're making tshuva. It's not just because you're doing tshuva. It's Hashem likes an honor. Yeah, as we said before, the psukim you bring there are not talking about just something you've done tshuva. Right, I'm saying, yeah, so here he's saying it's not the middle in itself which Hashem likes. A normal person, if you take it, you don't follow his habit, that's a good thing. He doesn't say that itself is the reason why Hashem likes you.
He never will break habits until he makes shuvah.
Oh.
He never will start to break his habits. Why? Being Yisrael is good. Why?
Why would a person do it? Okay, but asking, what does Hashem like about it? Hashem likes about it because he likes you breaking your time. Or Hashem likes about it the fact that you're doing tshuva.
I can tell you one thing. Number one, when you give up your tithes, you have different persons and you will be more ready to accept what Hashem needs. It's one part. Second, it's like that you break it because it's too true.
Right, that is not a good. He's saying it's not in itself. It's not inherently something good. Being an honor is a good meaning in itself. Forget what else is going to come out of that. The fact that you're going to do tshuva or not do tshuva. Being an honor and not being a margaiva is something inherently good, desirable.
Yeah.
Right, that itself. That's what you should be. That is something Hashem likes. Whereas this one, he's not saying not eating something you like is in itself desirable. Hashem likes that. Hashem likes it because that will cause you to show the tshuva. It's not exactly the same thing, right? Okay. I'm not saying it's contradiction. I'm saying it's two different things.
There's things that goal is not to be guided, because right now you better material for Hashem that you will do right things. Plus, when you start to be.
Yeah, right. So the two things there. He's saying the by achna. The reason why it's
something. That's the first time I assume these two words.
Okay.
The person that's doing tshuva might not be an honor. What is that? That's an honor to do tshuva.
Yeah, yeah.
The second thing is completely different. Because the second person doing tshuva need not be an honor. In fact, many people are not an honor. And they do tshuva. He didn't come from being an honor. He's not an honor of a non do tshuva. No, no, at all. But he's doing tshuva. Same like that. Very good. He brings his tithes.
Yeah. But this does bring me onto the next point. But this does bring me onto the next point, which I don't know. I don't know what to say, what to answer. What's he just said? He said this is Ratzel Hashem. Why? Because you've shown your sincerity to do tshuva. So he just said, he doesn't say, he only says in a couple of places this idea of Ratzel Hashem. Achno. Right, so if you have achnor, that's special, and it's added ma'ila in Sratz al Hashem over here.
Difficult. See?
Oh, maybe. Right, you added back tefillah later. So, what is it about this one? He says what it is about this one. He says that this really shows that you want to do tshuva. Why? Because you're breaking your tithes, which calls you to do chet. Understand? Everyone has tshuva. You do aziva sachet, right? You do aziva sachet. You have to work on your yiras shemayim, he says, and work on yourself. So that's not showing your desire to do tshuva. You're toiv nivoy vechetzed tshuva because you're working yourself not to chet again.
That's relatively easy.
Maybe
tithes very easy.
Okay, yeah, could be. Right, and I say every single ikar, really, you could say the same thing. So what's special about this one? Consider your show. So. Could be that you're right, because his wording is here.
Tivus brachis you change your son.
Right, he does say, yeah, that this is you got to select the material of the trouble. Why? He who moyes hateva shagorim leachet. Not only is he working on it by himself, this shows that he. More than sincere, he's moyes for teva. He finds this teva, this timeless, he finds it despicable, he finds it disgusting. That's a much stronger degree. Probably someone can work on himself, can know what he has to do in order to know what he has to do, he has to tshuva, and everything has to go through to do that. But this seems to be saying, maybe he's saying that this is a much different level already.
I think it's
to break a tiber, I don't know why that has to be though. Yeah. It has to be, in order to make a tiber, it has to be because you're being
you
moist to the level.
What your tibers are. It is who you are.
Right, it's changing yourself to be a totally different.
You
want to
be who your tiber are, nothing else. Everything else dancing around these tibers. Your religiosity, when you say Christ thinks, everything is your tibers. By one another way. Sometimes it's opening, sometimes it's not. And when you break it, it's
probably like we said before, Moyes Hateva is changing his, if it means his nature, he's actually changing his very, he's changing his very nature. That's from the hardest thing. Like Strawson said, the hardest thing is to break break one midah is harder than letting all the shots.
Yes.
Yeah. So, changing who you are, right? That's why this is more Yisrael Hashem more than anything else. Okay, perhaps that's what he's saying. Okay, fine. So let's just carry on. Yep, so we've got a few minutes.
Take a few minutes. Jump
from
you.
Okay.
We also have a few
minutes today. And he brings a posuf in this idea that we see that breaking the tzivos causes you to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zivche Elikim Rach Mishvara. A broken spirit is like a korban to Hashem. Leiv Nishbor Venitke, a broken and downtrodden heart. And Elikim Leisuzeh, Hashem will not despise. You remember we had this pasuk before, we'll see in a minute. So what does this pasuk mean? He says two things. Ruach Mishvara. Zivche Elikim Ruach Mishvara. A broken Ruach spirit and a leiv nishbara, broken heart. Ruach nishbara hi haruach hanamucha nechnas, like we said just last time. Before, my ruach nishbara refers to the hachnor, my being an honor. So that's we call the ruach nishbara. What is the opposite of gasat ruach is ruach nishbara. That's being an honor, hachnor. That's one thing. Zivkelikim ruach nishbara. And the second thing, the leiv nishbara al shvira satay vagashmis. That's referring to the breaking of the taiva, of the desires. Why? Ketava is in the belief. The seat of the taiva is in the heart. So he's saying, interesting. Ruach Mishbara means literally, Ruach Mishbara, down, your spirit is down, Yachna. Lev Nishbara, he says, doesn't actually mean a broken heart. Leibnishpor alot shviyot ha-taiva. That's referring to, actually mean the Leibnishpor. It means referring to the taivas which are in the heart. If you manage to break the taivas, we'll call that Leibnishpor.
Okay.
Yeah, he's saying right.
It was like the wording is sink in your heart. It is the highest way.
Yeah,
something in your heart, not on your tongue.
Yeah. So the wording here is much more, he's trying to stress it. It's not actually breaking the name.
Right.
When it says Leib Nishpor, it's referring to the. There's a bit of a problem here. We had this passage before. If you remember again, we had back to the Tzar B'Maisa. Yeah? Doing the yoggling and the Tzar with actions. And there's a very interesting Ikka. He said there, the Moshe, you have to break your heart. What is possible? You have to show your tsar that breaks your heart. Remember, he gave a moshel. He says the same way as you have a cane, which is tummy, and you break it, and it makes a tsar. The same way, you break your heart. That is metai of the heart from the chatoim. He says that the heart itself also means unkapara, right? Because it was the facilitated averus. So the lev and the naim, he said, they facilitate the averus. This is so achel vachem achreinichem. So they need their own kapara. And the way to do that is by breaking the heart, and that cleanses the heart. Right? That's what he said. That was in the fourth ikra, I think it was. Yeah, it's under Maisa. Nishape avoin levav hakatoyim, the sin of the heart, the heart's own sin is nishape bin rinusam van chusam, with the bitterness and the tzar. B'shever Hashem Shem, he said, by breaking the heart. Kmoi shekostuf. V'na avalev nishpo v'nitkelek, elikim meisim zeh. He's saying there, Leib Nishpor is referring to the breaking of the heart with the Murilos and the Husom. And here he's saying that Leib Nishpor is referring to a different Ikka, not the fourth Ikka, this Ikka over here, number 9, of breaking a Tigris. So that itself will be so worried with. The truth is, they're both referring to the Tigris. I mean, that's what he's saying there. He's saying, why do you have to break your heart? That's what he's saying over there. Because the heart facilitated Avera, and the heart and the eye, it's also about the desires and the timers which start from the heart, and you have to break them.
You need to rearrange.
Right. But still, but he's still saying about, if you look at me, he's still saying two different things. First of all, there he's saying, what you're doing is breaking the heart is to be a new idea. Besides for the fact that you did that, the heart itself did something wrong, and the heart has a chet, and you have to break. Now, more than that, well, how are you breaking the heart? He says, you're breaking the heart with the mrirusom, v'anchusom, with the mrirus, with the bitterness and the tsar, he called it tsar b'maisa, that was the name of the neka, right? So the heart is feeling this bitterness and this pain that breaks the heart, and he went so far as to compare it to breaking a kli. That's how you take a kli with your thumb and you break it. Here he's saying it's a totally different idea, not something mrirus and the tsar. He's saying leiv nishpor, he stresses it, leiv nishpor doesn't mean the heart, it means breaking the tsar. So, there's two different things: breaking your timers, and the fact that you feel tsar from the fact that you've done an avera, two totally separate ideas. I mean, so which one does the pasuk mean? There he's saying leiv nishpor. He's saying both of them. He's saying in the pasuk of leiv nishpor v'nitkel ikim leisuzah. So which one is it?
Rabbi, you feel separated.
Right, so they are similar, but as we just said, they're not exactly the same idea.
Because,
they seem to be
because if I interpret when I read that a car going in its normal way, it has stability, it has rest, and so right now, when you're breaking your tires, if you I feel very uncomfortable.
Is it
talking
breath? Right, but the discomfort that Sai is talking about there is the fact that Sai, the yoguin you have, on the fact that you've done an avira, not the Sai that you're having from not following your tigers. It's a different idea there.
It's one of the
right. So but the fact you're upset with yourself, you have yoga in your business now, you realize
that
you're
done. You're upset with yourself.
Right. Yes, so it's a separate. So here we're talking about Leib Nishpor is not following the tivus, so that breaks the tivus, and there's the fact that you're feeling upset with yourself and tsar and yoga and the fact you've done an avira, and that's break, you feel heartbroken, literally. That's not exactly the same thing. The truth, I saw somebody, one of them a foreshim, they want to sit over there, they want to say, the positive is Leib Nishpor Venitke, a broken heart and a downtrodden heart. So I want to say actually two things. One is Leib Nishpor, and one is Nidke. One is Leib Nidke. Which one is which, I'm not sure, but it's a shver of pshat. In both places, it seems to stress with all about the late nishpah, the breaking the heart. So I don't know, I'm not sure at the moment what
to say. In our time, it's very, very difficult shita to follow because we are under very big pressure. As a chalila, we low self esteem.
Right.
It is not for our time, it is all learning. Let's go to
the same one time.
Broken heart. No, the analogy of three carrots.
Yeah.
Then the time is upset in the heart.
All fall out.
Come and go. It's gone.
I think of it.